USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is eliminating student loan debt for veterans who are completely and permanently disabled.
I am taking executive action to ensure that our wounded warriors are not saddled with mountains of student debt.
Speaking to veterans in Kentucky, President Trump says he signed a memorandum directing the Department of Education to eliminate all debt owed to those who served. They want to end the long-standing federal court agreement that limits how long the government can hold illegal immigrant children in custody. Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleen says the system is currently attracting people to cross the border.
The driving factor for this crisis is weakness in our legal framework for immigration. Human smugglers advertise, and intending migrants know well, that even if they cross the border illegally, arriving at our border with a child has meant that they will be released into the United States to wait for court proceedings that could take 5 years or more.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The heat is on in parts of the Southwest, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
It's dangerously hot in parts of the nation. National Weather Service meteorologist Josh Weiss.
Record and near record highs being forecast in parts of Arizona, Southern California, Nevada. In fact, record highs could be pretty widespread.
Also, parts of the Midwest and areas of the Mid-Atlantic will also feel high heat.
Could polluted air be causing depression? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the findings of a new study.
Researchers at the University of Chicago say air pollution may be linked to depression and other mental health disorders. They looked at data from Denmark and the U.S. and say it suggests that being exposed to poor air quality when you're young raises the risk of developing major depression, bipolar disorder, and schizophrenia later in life. The scientists do say genetics and neurochemistry also likely play roles in whether a person develops mental illness.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Coast Guard is calling to search for two firefighters lost at sea, a race against time. Jacksonville Fire Chief and Rescue Keith Powers says they have about 100 searchers looking for the firefighters.
They are working out of Jacksonville, Brunswick, and Savannah. That's about 32 boats working out of those three ports. We have about 8 boats that are working out of Charleston, South Carolina. That involves about 50 searchers that are out there looking from Charleston kind of to the south.
Brian McClooney and Justin Walker left Friday on a fishing trip off the Florida coast and were expected back that night. A new study published in the Journal of Applied Psychology suggests that when a coach gives a negative speech at halftime, it motivates his team to win. Although if he's too negative, then teams tend to play worse. Now, this study was done on over 304 halftime speeches from 23 high schools and college basketball teams all across the country. Hall of Fame coach Lou Holtz reacts to that news and what it means to be a leader.
Your obligation as a leader, as a coach, as a parent, is not to be well-liked. Your obligation is to make them the very best they can be. And most people get in their comfort zone. They don't want to get out of it. Woody Hayes, you say, if you want a friend, buy a dog. You're in a leadership role. They can name you the head coach. They cannot name you the leader. See, titles come from above. The players are determined if you're a leader. If you have a leader, you have a vision where you want to go, a plan how you're going to get there. And the most important thing is to encourage the players to believe they can be better, they can do better.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.